So Joseph Smith and David Whitmer, one of the three witnesses, had a very fundamental disagreement. And David Whitmer claimed that Joseph Smith was a fallen prophet because of this disagreement. Originally, we were called the Church of Christ, and it was meant to be a home-based religion, that people would meet in one another's homes, and that there would be no formal organization. Joseph Smith changed that. David Whitmer kept that. There are now organizations of Church of Christ who claim to be no denomination that meet in homes to this day. There's thousands of them, especially in the Bible Belt.
Well, that's interesting, because in this 501c3 I put together, part of it was in-home ministries.
Yeah.
Just going into people's homes and teaching and seeing what their needs were and meeting their basic needs and, you know, working with them, elevating.
Yeah.
In-home ministries.
Same. Look at the difference in success between the two, though.
I know. There's thousands of Church of Christ.
Yeah.
There's millions. But is that one of the cases where the fruit is evil, even though it's bitter?
What success?
Depends on the good they're doing. Yeah. What are they doing?
Yeah,
really
I think
doing?
That Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints does a lot of good. I do.
Yeah.
But I also see the problems. I'm not blind. So this little Church of Christ that's growing, it is expanding, actually. Growing, whereas in the
are
United
you talking
States...
About, are you talking about the RLDS? What
no,
was the RLDS? Or the
little,
Church of Christ Temple Lot? Or
no,
what
no,
you
no,
talking
none
about?
Of those. This is a separate... It's not an organization. It's a group of people that claim to be the original Church of Christ. There is no denomination.
Are they connected with the Mormons then?
No.
Or Joseph Smith?
No.
Oh, they're just Christian?
They're just Christian.
Oh,
they
okay.
Don't know their own history, that David Whitmer started it. I know their history.
Really?
But they don't.
But they don't teach Mormon, the Book
no,
of Mormon?
No, they do not
that.
Teach Book
oh, okay.
of Mormon anything.
Interesting.
They're totally Old Testament, New Testament, King James
yeah.
Version.
Yeah.
And they're very home-based ministries.
Yeah.
But they are baptizing people right and left.
Yeah.
Whereas the LDS Church, their numbers are shrinking in the United States.
Yeah.
So nice. I find it interesting.
Yeah, more like. Well, we're into lunch. It's 12:20, so we had the second segment.
Okay, we have. But you're the second.
Well, it was just very small, and it's not a big deal.
If it's as long as hers, we'll
no,
take a lunch break
long.
And come
it's,
back.
It's not. So really? I mean, it's actually it's just really one, but it's just a couple
okay.
questions. So I guess.
Do you want me to
go ahead? Go ahead. Well, this is another subject, but and it actually recently just came to light in the group anyway because Annie West.
What you turn this closer to you?
Annie West had received some. You know, she talked about an experience that she had had, and it was about the role of women. And she took some initiative, and she just started a group and a new chat and everything. So that was great. You know. We need to kind of maybe follow her lead, find some initiative there. But so in the Aquarian Gospel, chapter 9, Salome taught the lessons of the day. She said, "All times are not alike. Today the words of man may have the greatest power. Tomorrow women teach us best." So, just some questions.
That's from the Aquarian Gospel?
Yeah.
Can you say that again?
Well, that was just made up.
Made up by men.
Okay, she said, "All times are not alike. Today the words of man may have the greatest power. Tomorrow women teach us best." So,
teach what?
Teach us.
Teach us best.
Teach us best.
Oh. Teach us best.
I agree.
It says teaches.
Yeah.
It's just how they were speaking, right? Okay, so question to everybody.
How long is tomorrow?
Sure, that's a question too. What role will women play during Christ's second coming? 2,000 years ago, unfortunately, women were less influential, the product of the time. Attention given predominantly to the men, and the voice of women were not heard as much. Now a new opportunity rises, and the Christ will seek to manifest through the female channel. So.
Amen.
Did you know that for sure?
So.
The Christ will manifest through the female channel?
Well, he might seek that. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, what are your thoughts on that? Because
I just heard it.
We're not veiled anymore. We're out and about. We have platforms. Women are speaking. It's more of a matriarchal society now. Like, you know, people are fashion. Yeah, there's a shift going on.
Yeah, the females are coming into their power. Like, you look at the people that get college degrees, they're majority women now. And a lot of them get administration, even in Elon's organization's head of the rocket company is a female, and I believe the head of the next in command of Tesla is a female, if I remember right. But he uses a lot of females for his organizations.
I think the divine feminine is coming back, and there's in the Steiner groups, there's a little more and more talk about Sophia. So.
Sophia means wisdom.
It's Greek for wisdom. So, and I just look at that as the feminine aspect of the Christ. But I don't know if that's quite right. But there's a Sophia creation story. There's a lot in that area that's happening. So I think it's time for that to balance out. It's not one over the other. It's like it's been out of balance for a long time. And it needs to come back into balance. So there's that good yin yang symbol. You know, they're equally balanced, and you have the black side, there's a little white in it, and there's a little black and white side. Men have a feminine aspect within, women have a masculine aspect, and how do you balance that within yourself, and then how do we balance that within society?
So, another question. How do you think, how best do we reach out to women?
How best what?
How best?
Oh.
What are some ways that we could reach out to women that you think that would work?
Mean to attract women?
Yeah.
Now who's reaching out?
Well, just any of us. Like, how do you think you go for it?
You know, like the work we're doing right now, how would you, because women are the gatekeepers of the household, right? I mean, just take a look at the food industry. They tried hard. And it wasn't until after World War II when women had to, you know, they participated a lot more in the war effort. And you slowly saw signs of Kentucky Fried Chicken. We'll take it, you know, we'll handle it tonight, we'll take care of it tonight. And they slowly started to get into the kitchens, because back then women would take care of the kitchen and cook and do all of that. And the food industry tried hard to get into the kitchen. They couldn't, because women were the guardians. So, and then finally did after women went to work. So. But in that same line of thinking, the analogy is, if you want to introduce a teaching or something new into households, women are the guardians. They're not going to let it in if it doesn't jive with them, and the children will not be exposed to it. Often, that's how it is. I remember I had Jehovah's Witnesses knocking on our door, and my mom immediately would refuse them. So we weren't even introduced to any other, because she was the guardian of that. So. My question is, here's, Christ's second coming, new teaching, new format. How do you reach out to women?
What's interesting about new age type teachers is, you know, a good percentage of them are still men, but when they go hold seminars different places, about 80% of the people are females that attend. We're a little bit different. We're really balanced. We usually have at these gatherings 50-50. I've encountered them up here tonight yet, or today yet, but so we're pretty balanced that way, and drawing, appealing to both sexes. But you have to keep in mind the females are the receiving energy and the males are the sending energy. So oftentimes the females get the message first, share it with the guy, and then the guy gets enthused and he shares.
Right, there you go. To do that first, that's phase one, where the women receive.
Yeah.
So the women need to receive, so how would we best reach out to those women? Is it through, like your example you gave, Rain, start doing little teachings online?
Little seminars in the
library.
And then people start coming in, and it gets bigger,
right?
And you have to get a bigger venue.
one of the things that's
Well, the big problem I've had is finding a really good source of advertising. I've experimented with a lot of different ads, and so far they've all lost money.
Now,
when Google started up, I advertised with Google, and it was successful, and all of a sudden, my ads went way down. They did something. I don't know what it was.
Meetup.com has been really successful for the teachings that we've done in Boise. Meetup.com has brought a lot of people in. But one of the things that really struck with me when Scott was saying that he wanted to do the seminars to give on-stage presentations, and he wanted to do it with a female because the interplay between the male and the female would reach women better.
Interesting.
So I said,
so I'm going to be really materialistic right here. Women are very attracted to men who send well. Send well. Remember?
Send well. Oh, okay.
Who can send energy well. Women respond to that.
Yeah.
So if we had teachers, say on YouTube, teaching JJ stuff, who were great senders, the females would naturally respond to those senders.
Like a Tony Robbins type?
Yeah.
Exactly, like a Tony Robbins type. Very masculine, very
charismatic.
Radiant.
If we all have the same name, then it could be a class in person or a video online, or it could be on somebody's website, and it can direct you to the overall freeread.com.
I only say this, this is only a partial joke, but Instagram is the gateway to all women.
It is true.
Yeah.
My wife will see something on there, and then everyone else knows about it. Everyone has the Stanley Cups. They're on the diets. They're on, you know.
Yeah.
There's something about it that we need to tap into, and right? I know that you started sending memes and stuff like that, but we need almost like a female guru on there doing what we could do. You know, you could do meditations. You could do daily meditations, like Instagram lives. Of we're gonna do a meditation for this.
Let's talk about that after.
We're gonna do a meditation for that, or whatever, or the song of 144. I started a YouTube channel and I put just a little bit of energy, and then JJ called me to run for office, which I haven't done anything really with yet. You know, there are these channels that talk about these things that you don't even necessarily have to have a name person behind it. You know, what I mean is a front man for it. It can just be a faceless thing. The one that I call is Universal Light. And so it's, you know, I did videos on actually the idea of that there were 12 female disciples or females along with the 12 disciples. And it got some good views. And
did you put that up on Instagram?
No. And I, you know, that's just my male mind. I, for whatever reason, Instagram just doesn't click with me. And I don't know why.
I've never done much.
Twitter, I'm on Twitter all day. Like, I'm...
Left brain and left channel.
Well, I'm on YouTube a lot, too, so I don't know.
This is why I want to have a discussion, because there's advertisements, how to reach to women, and because they bring it into the house after. So there's got to be a...
Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, it doesn't have to be advertisement on Instagram.
Right.
It's building a brand.
Exactly.
You know, the most successful thing that has been promoted has actually been the song of 144,000. This French guy named Fa Sirius, did a really good one on that. Have you guys seen that? And he got 500,000 hits, and he just quit and took everything down. And then somebody that liked it put it back up. And I think it's got 150,000 hits a year. But it's people really like it. A lot of really good comments on it. But I wish you would have left it up, because there was a lot of really positive comments on it.
Are they bringing traffic back to you in freeread.com?
Oh, well, I have it linked on freeread.com, but
so
yeah.
But what's interesting?
Yeah, this guy that put it up or something. And you know, didn't know either one of them. They just did it on their own. And,
no, JJ, but, yeah. your stuff is a gold mine for headlines.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, just the discussion we had last night. We need to have kind of like headline writers and just do little, you know, we could work on it collaboratively. You know, where did God come from? Something like that, you know, and then talk about it. And we reference whoever the material came from, whether it be JJ or DK or Course in Miracles or whatever, but, you know, I think it can be a huge recruiting tool.
What created God? That would be kind of interesting headline. I don't know how many people are ready for something like that, though. It may create more harm than good. But
I think the best stuff that you've done, the most easily recognizable, is the correct interpretation of the Bible. You know, like the word sin and how it's misinterpreted. The correct interpretation puts it back in your hands, back in your... Those kinds of things, like, in my opinion, are the easiest way to reach people.
Yeah, I've got quite a few of those things, that type of things out, including I've made YouTube presentations of reincarnation in the Bible, reincarnation in Mormonism. As a matter of fact, I think that's where Emmanuel got a hold of me, and it's through one of them. But it hasn't had a lot of hits, but I think it has. I see some stuff on YouTube that's really boring that gets thousands and thousands of hits. I don't understand.
It's boring as hell.
One of Michael's videos got 45 million hits.
One of Michael's? Well, we ought to mess around with.
It was trampoline.
Yeah.
So he's gotten a few that have 5 million or.
Oh, Michael.
He does trampoline.
Yeah, plowing to promote nuts or a little bit. My grandson made a little video of Garfield that lasted 3 seconds, and he got thousands and thousands of hits on it.
Well, you have to look at where the mass of humanity is centered. And if you're going to present something and you want it to be accepted, it has to have a quality, a color, a personality, something that will appeal to the
masses.
The personality. Can't just be a drone of giving facts and giving
like presentation. If I present to you two plates, one's a regular chicken, the other one has all kinds of colors. It's still chicken, but it's the presentation that matters.
It has to have some color, it has to have something that attracts people to where they are. You know, I know there's a lot of good stuff out there, but some of it is so
dull.
Boring.
I have 2 cents to add into this, and I don't know where it fits, and I don't know, because I don't understand anything about how. I don't have an Instagram account. I don't have the majority of the accounts or whatever they are, and I do not answer my emails most of the time. And I don't look at my emails most of the time, but anyway, I don't understand all of that, but. The thing that I understand a little bit about is this. Trump is himself. And what Trump is controversy. He creates controversy with his beliefs. His beliefs, he voices them and he doesn't try to cover them up. And they set him apart from all the other politicians. And he doesn't try to pander to any given group. And JJ is not like that. JJ is more gentle. He's a gentle, more gentle person. But the teachings from JJ are viciously different from the rest of the world. They're viciously different. And you take that scripture from Christ where he says, I didn't come here to blow smoke up people's butts and
exactly with,
yeah, he said, I didn't come here to tell people about, you know, rainbows and lollipops and everything's going to be, you know, a fun time. I came here with a sword, and it's going to be not nice. And that's exactly what his teachings are, because they are the opposite of what the world is doing. And my belief is if the world knew how we pray, and it was the opposite of how they pray, if the world knew how we soul contact, and they soul contact, they have a different word for it. Talk to your Christian friends. Talk to your born-again friends. Watch them on TV, or go to their church and watch them. Here's their version of soul contact. I was talking to God the other day. Okay? And he said, and it just goes on, okay? Because once they convert and they get baptized and then they realize they're a Christian, then every freaking thought that comes in their head is now God talking to them. And it is so maddening. But it, once we present that we are the opposite, then it's controversy, and it's big controversy, and it is a sword splitting their head in two. Okay, it is a sword that goes into their belief system, and then they have to defend. It's just like with Trump. He is so different, and it doesn't matter if you like him or not. When he starts talking, you either are for him or you are against him, and you are one side or you are the other, and there's either a fight or there's a lot of support, and that element is here. The element is here to do that. I don't know how to do that with it, but JJ's too gentle of a spirit to do that, but his teachings aren't. The teachings are timeless. The teachings are eternal. And the teachings themselves are the opposition of the Dark Brotherhood. And the Dark Brotherhood are in charge of all the other teachings of the world. And it would be good to put them in opposition and let the teachings do the job. You know.
So on that note, everyone open up an Instagram account. Put out your first statement. Scott, you start. Thank you.
Well, I'm sure we'll be talking more about this in the Zoom meetings as we go along. So,
but Tyler, to
these
your
are
point,
all good seed thoughts that everybody...
We'll did. Have a side conversation about all of this.
Regarding the women, one of the masters said that when there was a question about why are most of the masters of the world not seen in a male body, and he said that it's usually the female side of life that gives the message, and it's the male that has to go out into the world to speak the message because of the necessary and the need for a woman to be bearing children and so on, and the men being stronger. The woman often gives the true feminine side, and then the man is tasked to go out into the world and spread the word.
Well, thank you all. Does anyone else want to add something to that? Adam, you're quiet too on your corner. No? Artie?
Mm-hmm.
Emmanuel?
One last thing.
After we lunch.
Yeah. I just think it's interesting that Joe was saying, I don't know if people are ready for this stuff. That's a really interesting question to sit upon, because you know you can be throwing pearls to swine. And so it's interesting. I just want to just put out the dichotomy of this. One thing is that that I think we as this group, I feel a lot of power behind this group, in my opinion. I feel like Ed and I were probably soul family before. Like, I'll say it this way. So. But anyway, I think it's very good to be prayerful about this message coming out at the right time, because I feel like the consistent theme in the scriptures is that the prophets didn't want to go to the city to preach to them, and then God said, no, this is the right time to go back. And then they would try to run away, and God would get them back with either Jonah or with Enoch or with all those people. We're different. We're ready to go talk to people, but under God's time, is this the right time? Is also key too. So I just think if we're all prayerful about it, we might get our own answers in our own way, which might even add more of the rush to move forward and help people. You know, so if it is the right way, God will let us know and say, no, the field is white and you guys are prepared. You know, and so I think it'd be a beautiful thing for this group to pray about that subject. And I'm done talking.
Okay, that's a very nice comment. Good question. Food for thought. Thank you.
Thank you, Lucy and Marnie.